The coronavirus pandemic has forced many doctors and their patients to rely on telemedicine to conduct office visits by a computer screen. Some patients fear getting the virus if they enter a doctor's office and prefer the safety of their home screen to entering an office. But what about doctor-patient privacy and other issues? For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with David Magnus, professor at Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics. Dr. Magnus, thanks as always for being with us. Telemedicine certainly isn't new, but the pandemic is shining a spotlight on it. Some people are suggesting that this could be the new normal. What concerns does that prospect raise for you?
I think there are a number of issues. Obviously, you've already mentioned privacy, and people are worried that there's less privacy in the encounters that are done, obviously, electronically. That can be a challenge. But I think even more fundamentally, the World Medical Association says explicitly, face-to-face remains the gold standard for the physician-patient relationship. And while there may be some circumstances and some particular patients and physicians who can certainly engage in this kind of telemedicine and have that be a wonderful adjunct or even in some rare circumstances a replacement, the idea that physician-patient encounters will be largely replaced by this, I think, is problematic for the nature of that relationship, the ability to guarantee that things like the physical exam and the information that physicians need to do their jobs are always going to be of high quality. And so I think it's a concern about whether this is going to become the new norm. It's understandable that people would find this more convenient in a lot of ways to have this as a way of having their appointments with their physicians. They don't have to get in the car. But right now I'm worried that the reason, in the early days of the pandemic, at least here in California, there were good reasons why physicians would recommend patients to stay home and not come in to see them except under unusual circumstances or as needed. But right now, I think we're increasingly seeing that out of fear, people are not seeing physicians, even in situations where they really ought to. They have symptoms that are significant enough that they really require that in-person examination. And it is, in fact, right now, relatively safe to do so and may often be in the patient's best interest.
I can't picture, how does a physical take place online? And I mean, how do they do your vitals other than just having a consult and then coming back for a follow-up? I mean, I don't understand how you get past some pretty obvious limitations.
Yeah, there definitely are those limitations. There are ways in which technology is starting to be utilized to try and make up some of those things where people can use remote tech to do at least some measurements that are taken of them. But the actual physical exam is more than just a set of measurements. And so I think you're right that not everything can be replaced by that. And I am very worried that fear of the virus is right now out of proportion to what's actually happening in physician offices right now or in hospitals where patients need elective procedures to be done. And so I think especially right now when things are looking good in the Bay Area, I would hope that patients would be seeking out the care that they really need in the appropriate fashion that works for them.
Professor, we sure appreciate your time this afternoon. Again, that is David Magnus, professor at Stanford Center for Biomedical Ethics.